The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Antonio Prescott, boy. Good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning to you, Davey.
Yeah, you're on one time, you know. We are sticking this morning inside one time. What's happening? What's happening?
All is good here. I just concerned about these hefty fines, these doubling of...
But why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
I'm concerned because that is not the way that we should try to alleviate the situation. Because...
Alleviate what situation?
The situation with road fatalities, with road accidents. I think that, like, if it is we want to alleviate that, the best option is to maybe every area to have cameras for those who are driving fast, because you're not going to, let's say, get in a, well, die if it is that you're going under, let's say, 100. If you're going over 100, yes, it's possible. But it's not to say that a police officer will be every point when it is someone maybe leave a fet or leave an event, per se, a house line, and they're driving over the speed limit and get in an accident. So hefty fines is not the solution. It's something that it misguiding the citizens as to this is the solution that we, the government, trying to bring into effect to help the citizens of the country.
Well, my thing about it is, I agree with the fact that the Prime Minister neglected to stick to her promise in terms of providing a proper rehabilitation program for errant drivers, as would have been happening under the previous administration, where the U-turn system entered. The thing about it is, while the U-turn system and the demerit point system was a good system, and it did start to make people conscious of their driving, my thing about it is the way in which it was done under the PNM, the harsh draconian measures that was meted out, the short time frame for you to reach 10 points. It could happen in one ticket or two tickets, and they want to deem you habitual. And then on top of that, the $2,500 it was required to pay to these two entities, which was something logistics training center and Arrive Alive, the only two in the country, where when Wade Mark did some research on that, $2,500 was an exorbitant price to pay for that course that they were offering, and the government at the time said it was offer that you had to do, and then they drop it to $1,350 or $1,250. They drop it by half, all right. Still very high, but much mandatory. So the thing is, those were the concerns I had, Antonio. And when you look at what is taking place with the current administration and how they dealt with matters when they were in opposition, that is where my concern lies. You remember, you just said it, that is not the way to rehab a driver, by doubling on fines. They said it was, you know, it was what the Prime Minister said as an opposition leader, and then when she got into power, what she did is what I am peeved about. We could stand on opposite side of the fences this morning, Antonio, because with the doubling of the fines, it should serve as a deterrent. Let me ask you something. When the fines were $200 to drive any people on the bus route, you used to drive on it?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. I used to blaze the bus route at $200. And here I used to tell myself, I'm actually paying $600 for the year. If I get three tickets for the year, I pay for my use. That's how I used to look at it. I pay for my use. So
you know what I have a big problem with too?
What is the big problem?
Like those... For example, doubling the fines for like vehicles that may be, you know, I find that is draconian, because sometimes you could just drive out and one light could blow and you don't know. And then after you're in a roadblock and then you get a ticket that is exorbitant, you cannot pay for. And then,
But let me ask you, what if the fine was $200 for the blown bulb? Will you find out what's fair?
That is fair because it's an electrical issue, and these things sometimes...
Antonio, if it's an electrical issue that you're trying to fix, you, a car trainer, sometimes you're trying to find this problem, you're troubleshooting, and the bulb's still blowing. Correct. You find $200 is a fair ticketing price for a person who light bulb just blew, unknowing to them, and they get them a $200 fine. You find that's justice?
Well, you see, compared to the fine that it's present right now, and if we get any opportunity for it to be lowered to $200, so be it. But personally, I find it shouldn't be any fine for that, because anything could happen. Electrical is very funny.
Agree.
You know, so if it is we had to, like, lobby for something, and we lobbying for a lower cost, I would go with the $200. But obviously, if I think about it logically and have the opportunity to say, hey, I don't want any amount for this blown light, definitely no amount for it.
I understand. The thing about it is, it's beyond the price. A bulb is $5 in most instances.
Right.
$5 for a double contact bulb, depending. If it's LEDs, well, you pay a little more. But the bulb, the ticket on the bulb is night and day.
Yeah.
East versus west. It's far apart, right? But my thing is this. It's not the price for the ticket is what's concerning to me, you know. Is the people that you put in charge to carry out that law is what is concerning. Police officers, license officers, and traffic wardens. These are the individuals that are not adequately trained to deal with the public in a customer-oriented environment. Because, like it or not, police officers that serve on a roadblock, they are customer service representatives. You are customer service of the state. And
on a regular basis, they're supposed to have every 6 months, let's say, like an emotional intelligence training.
Something.
Because sometimes they could just come out from a bad day from home and decide to give you numerous tickets.
So
one comedian showing X amount of tickets equivalent to 20,000, 30,000.
Pal, that is the problem. You know? The problem is not the ticket, no. The problem is the errand drivers, one. But is the law enforcement officials charged with the responsibility? You see, the finance minister made a statement, Antonio. He said, this tax is to the landlords who rent in. It's one-off registration, and I hope that they absorb it and not pass it on to the consumer.
Hope.
Now, I don't know if Tanku believes in Santa Claus. I don't know if he's an Easter Bunny fanatic, if he does... When he was growing up, he really believed the tooth fairy used to bring the money that he used to pay. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I don't know which magical world he come from, that when you put taxes on a business owner, that he going on, oh my goodness, you know what, in good spirits, okay, I'll pay the taxes and continue. No, I had to pay more, you had to pay more, because I had to pay more.
Mm-hmm. So, just like the Maxi Taxi Association as well, too. Where so... I want to see if they are wicked enough to raise to $3 or if they're going to raise to $1, because if they raise to $1...
You want to see if they're wicked enough? But they're wicked enough, they're going to do it. Don't get to happen with them fellas, you know. But you see, it's more than just what it is handing for the Maxi. Remember, the Maxi requires maintenance, insurance for the Maxi. And for those of you who don't know, you who might pay a little $4,000, $5,000 for your car at the end of the month, them facing monthly mortgage as $20,000, $19,500, $22,500, and $21,000 mortgage for a 25-seater Maxi and stuff like that. But for me, the whole ticketing price thing is... And neither here nor there with it. I'm not upset with the Prime Minister because she doubled down. We need to stop. And assure Antonio, yeah, driving on the bus route now that is 4,000.
I wasn't driving on the bus route when it was 2,000.
Exactly. So it did deter you. It deter me. I am doing it. But you know what one policeman tell me? We gonna catch some clung. So if we used to catch three people.
Correct.
To get $6,000, all we had to do is catch two, and we have eight.
8,000, yeah.
you're going to catch that too. That is what the policeman telling me, you know. He said, we're going to catch them. Yeah. You understand? Let me listen to this voice note from Mr. Rima here.
I think if the issue of a fine for things like electrical, like bulbs and that kind of thing, is to ensure compliance and ensure safety, then perhaps if an officer finds you with a blown bulb or a defective headlight or let me just say a mirror that's broken, or those kinds of things that, you know, you really don't have much control over, because you could break a mirror on the road while you're driving home, or a crack on your windscreen while you're on the way home. I think if you're caught with it, you could get some kind of a compulsory thing where you have to visit a station within 3 days or within 5 days and show that it was repaired. And if you're not able to do that, then you get a fine.
Yeah, because right now we expect, we the government is operating on the goodwill of police officers to do the job and do so in a respectful manner and be courteous to citizens. And I'm saying, boy, if the Prime Minister feels the case, as Kadeem is saying, a citation, issue a citation that you have to get it repaired and report to the station, you know, make that mandatory. Because if you're saying it's at the discretion of the law enforcement official at the time of the stop, you really setting up your citizens?
DP, the same one that listening is stopping by trying any truck. You have to start to stop this man in the truck for spreading propaganda. What food prices drop out? We already had sugar and flour and them thing was zero.
All right, pal. Yeah, Kadeem said the same thing. What grocery was dropped, you know? Hello, good morning.
A pleasant good morning once more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Davey, food prices have dropped.
Which part, boy? In a parlor by you?
No, the groceries. Let me tell you.
Which grocery is that, boy?
Listen, the 7,000 food items that were... When Kamala Prasad was Prime Minister between 2010 and 2020, she discontinued the taxation on 7,000.
The longer radio now, Karen Essential.
That was put on later on when the PNM came into power. And many of those food items, the taxes have been dropped. Check it, you will see it. But anyway, that's not what I call back for. Davy, I agree with you and your guests, if it's your guests or whatever, whoever. I agree with all of the things there. My understanding is that. And maybe the Prime Minister should change the whole system, whereby the lights and so on, there should be no additional charges for that. But I guess that the objective was reckless driving, bad overtaking, driving on the shoulder, overtaking a long line of traffic. I guess that was the objective in increasing the fines. I think we are focusing too much on the horn stop working and a light bulb break and that kind of thing. I don't think that was the objective. At least I hope so. I take no cue for the Prime Minister and I hold no brief for her. But I think that is where the objective was, for safer driving instead of these minor violations. I thank you, enjoy.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. Safer driving. You just reported that this is a prison officer, that gentleman with a car wash. I thought both of them was in the same car, but after listening to you reading the news, morning to the gentleman, dear Cole, the gentleman next to you.
Antonio Prescott, yeah.
Antonio, good morning, my brother.
Good morning to you.
I thought it was two gentlemen in the said car.
No, they were different cars.
Two different cars. And I'm trying to explain the carry on to the citizens. And fines is not going to stop people from pressing gas. Because as I explained, Davy, when I started to drive, I had a taxi at that time. And the law came out that seatbelt was mandatory. And cars was coming into Trinidad without seatbelts. So we have to run to the bamboo and buy a pair of seatbelt and install it in the car in order to go for inspection. And seatbelts save lives. That was the concept at the time, which it does. And to this day, we carry the fine up to 2,000. And we still, and it's not Trinidad alone. It's a worldwide, it is human beings. So carrying up the fine ain't solving the problem. You know what was solving the problem? If you listen to the report from the same article that you read, the accident went down by from 120 or 140 to 112 or somewhere there, right?
Mm.
Before the 28th or the 29th, your license, when you gather 12 points, you would lose it. That was a deterrent. Because if you're going down the shoulder and you already get it twice, and you had 9 or you had 8, you used to think, I don't want to get 12.
Mm-hmm.
So that was more of a deterrent than anything else.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I could now go down the shoulder 10,000 times if I had the money. I pay the ticket.
Yeah,
there is no actual consequence from a repeated action unless I am drawn before the court. You understand my point?
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't solve a problem. We create a monster instead, because as I tell them, as they get into office and they remove that, the increase in accidents went up immediately. The first thing was the young man run off the road with the car with who buy the I wonder what was that one. I think the Lancer that somebody converted into a Revolution with the girlfriend. Ian Allen was to tell me, well, look, the man didn't know where he bought. Again, because you're able to do almost anything. It's not that we're lawless, you know. It's that there are no checks and balances in certain places. Some people allow things to pass if you could pay money to get it passed. It boils down to the individual. The laws are in place. Throwing a KFC box out your car window is a charge.
Mm-hmm,
Littering is a charge. But we talk about Singapore.
All right. I don't want you to go too much again further. We hear the point. Thank you. We give you somebody else a chance. You, yeah. Let's give somebody else a chance. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Davey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to... I don't litter at all. I have assets. I grew up in that culture. I'm here with you, Davey. To be honest with you, I know you're going to be... I'm a personal advocate for safety and so on. But back in the close to 2000, just after 2000 there, in those days, I had a car and I used to run north-south. And the every morning, then they take it to $200. And I mean, I had to be honest, eh? I run the show that twice. I got two tickets in one morning, but $200 and then like $400. But I divide up that by the time I save and I divide it up by a month to pay something. So I divide up and save so much money I dare put on. I cater for ticket fee in part. But as you know, a guy now said there, knowing that I could lose my license, I won't have points now. How he said, people who could pay. If that people $2,000, nothing I'm enjoying that, so that is, certain fines we need to, certain offenses we need to have that point system in place in order to checkpoint, because there are certain guys that people get them peek at the pull page and they're busy with nobody on the road. I know it's a full of truck of 14 tickets. But he lost his license when the point system came in. They said FAD had the other tickets. So we really need to revisit that point system for certain offenses. And as I want to lobby again, as I said earlier, any electrical fault in a vehicle, give you a citation, give you time to fix it. You can't charge a man for electrical fault. It's unfair. You have more control over electrical. Have a blessed one as we listen to the conversation. Bye.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, Antonio. You there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, what I wanted to say is that in terms of how I look at it as what the government is doing is more about really generating revenue than actually making these citizens be more law-abiding. And it really helps in terms of the demerit points, where it has some deterrence. But at the same time, the demerit point system in place in such a way that certain fines, the demerit points is too high. So by the time, let's say, 3-4 offenses, you could reach up to the point where it is your license could be withheld from you. So that is a problem that needs to be revisited. So if it was revisited and lowered on, then after it would serve as a benefit. But it just completely removed. So it's like, we're going back to square one.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
As you see, every caller has a little variation to what they think is the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody except one person is going to be happy, and that is the person that makes the rules. And that's why we don't have the whole country in consultation for every little thing, because working on the first thing from 1962. Now, I too agree that we could fine-tune what we have in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
The electrical aspect of it is a valid argument, because a bulb will only blow while it is in operation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So my indicator will only blow while I'm using it, and I don't use it at home, right? So I might test it at home, but it will only blow in use, and therefore I'll be out on the street somewhere. So, and then I could get charged. So they need to rethink that part of it. All of the bulbs, in fact, and including the horn and the wipers and anything that has a fuse, in fact. right? The fuse could also blow. And some people can't change a fuse. I know how to change a fuse, but the way some of these fuse boxes are made, you would break the fuse. You need a special tool and all of that. Now, concerning the increased fines for willful violations, like going on the bus route, one-way street, breaking traffic lights, people are going to do it, and they are going to pay the fine in the first instance, as your policeman told you, but after the third time, they would stop. If people can't learn that, listen, if I break this light, I'm going to pay more, and they break it and they pay more, and they didn't learn, and they break it again and they pay more, they go on the bus route and they pay more, pretty soon, they're going to learn. And yes, there are billionaires and so on who could break the light every day, but something else will happen. At some point, they will run into an accident. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mr. Davey.
Good morning.
To your entire host and audience. I only want to wish God's blessings upon all of Trinidad and Tobago, in particular the callers of Freedom 106.5 FM, and more particularly the callers of this morning program that I call the More Intelligent Program. Davey, I want to thank you for your patience. And although I normally highlight Morales as our most balanced, I want to also highlight our most improved caller on the program, in my opinion, who is Mr. Barataria. He has been improving all the time, and I actually have no problem in listening to him. And I want to thank you, Davey, for always having patience with him. Davey, you are like the Speaker of the House. You encourage dialogue, and I really, really have to thank you, and may God bless you and your family, and may this radio station and all its callers continue in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Thank you very much. I feel we need an award for that, you know, Antonio. We got to do an award. Most improved caller, the man say Barataria, you know. So your main concerns this morning is the fact that they doubled down on the fines, and these things did not do well. Somebody says, please read my text. They should ban fireworks completely, all noise pollution. Why add to public nuisance? We're not talking that. Good morning, Davey. Do you know that the vehicle light bulbs that are sold to us as replacement bulbs, especially the brake light bulbs, is not good quality bulbs? These bulbs blow very fast, and most times we drivers would think it's some electrical problem. If you can speak to a car dealer, you would come to know that those bulbs are not good bulbs. They're cheaper, but blows much faster. Always purchase the original bulbs. My son has a new vehicle. It's 4 years old now. His brake bulbs blew, and he replaced it with a bulb that was sold to him. In a couple of days, the bulb blew. He changed it again, and it blew again. After getting advice from the car dealer, he got the bulb, and I guess all is well so far. All right, so that's good. I mean, in all honesty, in a future subsequent show, I know we will talk about brakes, you know. Antonio would mention that there would be brake pads that you would buy at a car dealership, and you might pay $400 for it, or maybe $200-$300 for it, for the brake pads for the front of the vehicle. And then you go by the dealer to buy the same brakes pad, and you spend $900.
Correct. Yeah.
And you're wondering, is it the same, but then is it the original, you know? It's a lot. So let's take.
And everything that you purchase, it always have the original and substitute. So it's like you don't know exactly who's selling what. And that sometimes is a big problem, because like my experience with a fuel pump, I purchased like about one today for an Almera that I had. And within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that fuel pump went, and I purchased another one. So sometimes you may be looking at purchasing a good quality fuel pump like Bosch, for example, and then you might go and purchase a cheaper one, and the cheaper one might work better than the Bosch, because the Bosch is maybe not the original. So right now, everybody trying to bring substitute in order to hike up prices to make an exorbitant profit.
Well, all right. There you go.
Good morning, Brother Davey, and your host, Davis Anthony. I want to know if increasing fines for peer drivers, and this is a call to all taxi drivers, I want them being charged $5,000 for the thing. Or they get a taxi badge. They're so hard. And another thing, when they get these tickets and you fail to thing, I find it should, after a year, you fail to pay it, a summons should be sent to you, and you should make some jail if you're refusing to pay your ticket, because you know you commit your crime on the road to get your ticket, but you had the right to contest. So pay drivers, we need to pull up on them, because we get some bad drivers, some pay drivers here up in Sandy Valley.
All right. Now, I don't want no PA driver to things to go up, all right, because we rely on the PA driver sometimes.
After 8, after 9 p.m.?
Yeah, allow them. Good morning.
Morning, David.
Morning.
I know you're on one topic here, but here I know.
So then why you want to change it?
Yeah, I know. I see something on the road, Dave.
What happened there?
I have to highlight it. Listen, I see about 30 people cutting grass. If they come back.
Well, the you can't remember that Jillian John and them had the government had hired some kind of 1,500 workers or something like that for some road maintenance works.
Regional cooperation, because that's some of them have one regional cooperation.
Well, I don't think it's the regional cooperation, but I think they were hired.
Some of them have one regional cooperation, Josie.
Well, some of them. Well, I guess so. The government hired some 1,500 workers recently.
Okay, thank you.
To come and do some, I can't remember what they call it, some program they have going right now with roads. Good morning, Davey. Season's greetings, Uni family. We have some messages coming in through as well. All right. Good morning.
Yes, Davey, morning. Yes, they have that going on. But anyhow, you know something, I hear a man say, Charles P. A. Driver. You know, we had this conversation about Maxi Taxi because they paid $1,200 every 6 months. So for the year, going up to $2,400. That is to maintain and a peak. A max, yeah, what the man tell you just now, right? A maxi taxi owner, and you said $1,200. But you know, Davey, it is illegal to have a man driving a maxi taxi, more or less.
No, where in the law that says it's illegal?
A maxi taxi owner is supposed to, be owner-operated or not?
Paul, let me tell you something. When there is...
the law change.
Well, the law had... Well, clearly... Oh, God, relax now. I'm going to tell you now. Somebody now big you up and tell you the fine year is much improved.
All right, I just point out to you, I don't know if the law changed, that is all.
Well... if it was illegal, right, since under the last administrations past and present, they give you a bus route pass. And on the bus route pass, you just have the three, sometimes two persons that can operate. I've seen bus route passes on the maxi taxi fronts where three pictures are on it, which means that these three persons are allowed to drive this bus and ply it for hire. Once you have your taxi badge, right? So it is not something illegal. If I am the maxi taxi owner and I hire you, so some days I work it, some days you work it, and then in the night I have our next person working it. That is not illegal. If it was, Ministry of Works would not issue up a permit to allow use and operation of a vehicle that you're not authorized.
By another individual.
So that what you just said is not true.
Well, I don't listen to what I'm saying to you. From the inception of a man getting a maxi taxi to operate a maxi taxi, you see that right? That right is the owner is supposed to, that is how it was in the initial stages. The owner of that right is the man who owned the bus, is supposed to, like how a man have a fleet of bus. That is not how it was supposed to be, you know, Davey.
Well, maybe so, but that is how it is now.
Right.
So whoever it was intended to.
If they increase the fee, I want to see if the law, where that is concerned, how that is going to work out.
You can't increase your fleet. As far as I understand, Antonio, in order for you to get a maxi on the road, one had to come off. So it's not to say, if you and I want to buy a red band, especially on the route 2, it's saturated. I think there was a cap. So if... But I understand it, that if you and I decide we're putting up monies and we're going to invest in a big bus, we could buy a brand new bus, HEZ or whatever, a brand new thing on the road. But to get the rights, the band and the H rights and all of that, we have to buy it from another person who is coming out of the business. And the rights is about $150,000 TT. So you have to buy it.
And most maxi taxis owners, they don't drive their buses. Most of them, they hire persons to drive.
Some of them drive it, some of them don't. Some do. I know a couple that does. I say good morning, going out to Mush, Brenton Knights, Shines, Frosty. These fellas, these fellas are, somebody's, yeah, these fellas, they drive their own thing, you know, and they have persons driving for them. Good morning.
Morning, let me help you.
Roger Rabbit is the next one, you know.
David, yeah. Let me help you a little bit about the Maxi situation. I tell you, I own two Maxi before, right? First more Maxi.
Mm-hmm.
Selling our rights, they don't talk that, you know, that fraud. Rights is not to sell, but they sell rights. Man, I write the transfer from one person to the next, but not a PBR. You understand?
No, you can't sell the PBR permit to the next person.
No, listen, but rights could change from hand to hand. But
yes.
PBR don't change from hand to hand.
No, we established that. We established that. It's not the PBR pass we're talking about. Not the pass. The rights. The H rights.
Listen, rights can't talk. I can't tell you, go license office and tell license office I'm selling this man the rights. They don't sell rights.
No, I understand. I understand.
It's a personal transaction.
But remember, on this radio show, right, while you can't go license office and tell them that, I reserve the right to tell people that is what has happened.
Yeah.
Good.
That's what has happened.
So you
but
might...
You know something? The bank just want to give me a little trouble because I, as a farmer from since I was a little boy, I squatting a piece of land. The bank just want to give me trouble when I make a little crop to deposit my money because I don't have a farmer's badge. But
all
you
right.
know, uh-huh. Listen to my point. Yeah, listen to my point with the Maxi. One Maxi per person. You can't have two, three Maxi on your name. How the bank
that's
them
true.
Donors, how the bank don't give them trouble to deposit their big money, boy?
That's true. That's a good point. That could be money laundering. The thing is, you can't. I know some persons they own multiple, but it's in the wife's name, a son. Yeah.
Just like house.
Yeah. So Antonio, his final bid and send off to us for 2025. He's going to tell us his wish list for the next and upcoming year. One person says, Davey, I agree, but Aria has improved. He's more irritating, more aggravating, and more vexing, and more balise. But all the same, Bartaria, you're coming in with some high commendations from some WhatsAppers here that saying that you have improved in your contributions a lot, and they want to congratulate you. Now, this is what I love about the program, Antonio. You know, we could agree to disagree, quarrel like siblings, pelt two mother pluses across the place sometimes, and everybody would be nice, you know. But the thing about it is, what I love about it, and I, you know, in conclusion, you know, I would say to you, I want to thank you very much for joining the Freedom Family team and, you know, making yourself available every week on a Wednesday for car care segment, talking about cars, the upkeep of cars, anything to do with traffic and laws, you know. I know in the coming year, we most definitely will be more researched when we come out. Not that we're not researched now, but we're going to continue to be researched and informed about the topics and what we're going to discuss and share our personal views as well. That is a guarantee why we entertain others. So with that being said, I did promise to get Antonio back with us for a few minutes into the 8 o'clock hour before we go to the NPTA. What is your wish list going forward into 2026, if you have any at all? And I want it personal and business, eh?
Okay.
I'm minding your business a little bit. So give me the business side. Where's your personal, where's your business, you know, in car care? What would you like to see in 2026?
All right. So firstly, I must say thank you, Davey, for everything. And thank you for Freedom Family as well, too. So personally, next year, I would like to see in the car business that persons be really informed. Because like Mr. Babwan, Mr. Rundell, they was lobbying for the vehicles to be 6 years old and not 8 years. And yes, you could be lobbying for these 6 years, but I just hope that persons, when it is that they're looking to purchase their vehicles, audit for themselves or let someone audit for them, that when it is that the vehicles come, that they understand that sometimes vehicles is more an auction sale, it's more about demand and supply. So it don't necessarily mean that you'll get a cheaper vehicle. It could be more expensive. It don't have to be as roadworthy as you may think. And personally, my goals, I would say, is that I wrote a book recently, launched Sales is Like Dating, because everyone dated, everyone understands sales, may not understand it as effectively and efficiently, per se. And my goal for 2026 is to educate persons, not just on car care, but on sales generally, because once it is that you can sell, let's say, one commodity, which is cars, you could be able to sell, let's say, appliances or anything else, because the processes, the systems are the same. It's just that the product will be a bit different. Mm. So my goal for 2026 is to educate persons as much as possible and provide help as well, because it's not always about a financial transaction, but it's about helping someone, and they could create a chain reaction to help another person. And in that way, Trinidad and Tobago and Extension Caribbean International could be a better place.
I like how you're singing, man. You're singing good. You're singing good. So with going forward as well, you know, what about you? What are some of the personal changes you look towards making in the new year, if any at all?
Well, to focus more on business, because it's always good working for a company, for sure, mm-hmm. definitely. You need that momentum, you need that finances coming in. But to focus on something where it's more, I would say, service-based, because right now, in terms of the fluctuation with freight costs and freight administration costs and these different things, you can't go wrong with a service, because it has something called SaaS, which is software as a service, which is like selling anything that is service-based, whether it be a service like Facebook or any AI automation tool that you may have to put in place to better the sales process, appointment setting for companies, understanding the know-how issues that the company might be faced with and acknowledging it. You put a system in place, something considered as an AI tool. So we're focusing more on the service base because of the reason that the investment is not that heavy, because the overheads is not that much, and you could scale more, which basically earn more.
Interesting. I like that. Well, thank you very much, Antonio, for your participation on the Morning Rumble.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.